Dear students, today we'll be learning another very, very simple poem, Amanda by Robin Klein. Robin Klein is an Australian author of books for children, born on 28 February 1936. Now, the greatest wealth that a child wants to possess is his or her freedom. And the thing that he or she never likes is the constant nagging, unwanted instructions, and even overprotection of the parents. So Amanda is the story of a young girl who is constantly controlled and instructed to do one thing or other by her parents. So every child wants to enjoy the dreamy and romantic world of his or her childhood. She doesn't want to cut this romantic and fascinating world of hers short. So any kind of instruction or interference curtails the freedom of the child. She doesn't want to be denied chocolate and wants to sit and behave exactly as she wants. So she rather would indulge in fantasies than clean the room or sit and behave exactly as the parents want her to do. So this poem highlights that thought of the child. When the parents give instruction, the child is lost in her own thought, and the parents misunderstand that she is sulking or moody. So it's this background that we go with the poem. The poem begins with the instruction from the parent, and a few lines immediately after that are put in parentheses or in brackets, which clearly shows that they are the thoughts of the girl who is being instructed by the parent. Now, who is the speaker? We would preferably in the examination would write parents, one of the parents, most probably the mother, because the kind of instruction that is given is the nature of instruction clearly shows that it could be the mother who is giving that. So we start with the first stanza. Don't bite your nails, Amanda. Don't hunch your shoulders, Amanda. Stop that slouching and sit up straight, Amanda. Three etiquettes, good manners taught by the parents. One is not to bite the nails. Second, not bend your shoulders. And not to slouch, sit lazily and not in a proper manner. So when these instructions are given, the child is lost in her own thoughts. She wishes that she is drifting, moving slowly in the languid, calm, relaxed green sea, where again she thinks that she is the only inhabitant. She is the only one who is enjoying the soft wave on the green sea. So this goes to the extent of highlighting the importance of being alone, the silence that she wants to enjoy, and the freedom that she wants to cherish. Second stanza, we move away a little bit from the specific instruction that is given the first stanza with regard to her body, with regard to her etiquette, sitting straight, all those. Now we move out a little bit of her responsibilities at home and her personal responsibilities. Like the stanza begins like this. Did you finish your homework, Amanda? Did you tidy your room, Amanda? I thought I told you to clean your shoes, Amanda. So there are three things instructed. One is doing the homework, cleaning up the room, and cleaning the shoes. And even at this moment, Amanda doesn't seem to pay attention to mother. She thinks of being an orphan. It's very strange that somebody wants to be an orphan. Roaming the street, patterning the dust with hushed feet, soft patterns, without making noise, with the bare feet, because she says silence is golden, freedom is sweet. So she's lost completely in her thoughts, wants to be an orphan, away from the parents who nag her. She feels happy in being an orphan. She imagines that she's roaming in the street with bare feet, soft patterns making as she puts her feet gently into the dust. So silence all around, freedom, which is the sweetest thing that she would enjoy. Third stanza, very common one that probably your parents too tell you, don't eat that chocolate, Amanda. Remember your acne, Amanda. Will you please talk, look at me when I am speaking to you. It's another good manner, that is looking at the face of someone when somebody is speaking, or pay attention to what is being spoken. And goes to the not to eat chocolate because that's going to affect her beauty. Acne is growing because chocolates are said to have a lot of fat content. And that's where the girl thinks of being a Rapunzel. Rapunzel in the German fairy tales and was a girl who was locked up in the tower alone by a witch. Now, wishing to be a Rapunzel is again very ironic because Rapunzel was not treated well by the witch. But the child Amanda wants to be a Rapunzel just for one reason, that is, wants to be alone in the tower, tranquil and rare. That is, very rare it is to be alone in the tower, and it's very calm. She expects it to be tranquil, very quiet, very peaceful. But she's very clever. She is sensible. She says that I will certainly never let my bright hair down, because in the fairy tale, the witch particularly used to climb up to the tower using the bright hair of Rapunzel. It was the medium through which someone could go into the room of the girl Rapunzel. So here she is. She wishes to be quiet. She wishes to be alone. She wishes to enjoy the freedom, being away from the other people. So she is sensible enough to say that I will not let my hair down, which means I will not allow anyone to come to my tower. I want to be alone there in the tower. And when these instructions are being final, the poem comes to a note with the end of the mother noticing the child to be sulking, appears to be moody. But the question, was she moody? Was she sulking? No. For the mother, it appeared that she was sulking. She was moody because the fact is that she never paid attention to what was being told. She never attended to the instruction that was being given. She didn't care for it. She was completely lost in the world of her thoughts. So mother is conscious, saying that anyone would think that I nagged at you, Amanda, so stop that sulking. But the child is not bothered. Child is not sulking. Child is not moody. She is completely lost in her own world of thought. So it's this instruction given. For the examination point of view, you need to remember in order what was the first instruction given, she wishes, and what does she wish to be. First instruction regarding the body etiquette, especially not to bite the nails, not to slouch and not to hunch. And that time she wishes to be a mermaid. Then it goes on to the responsibilities that the child should carry out, doing the homework, cleaning the room, cleaning the shoes, all that. And that time the child wishes to be an orphan. And then finally to that extent of where the child is asked to not to eat chocolate, which of her favorites, and look up straight into the face, she wishes to be a Rapunzel. And then ends on the final instruction, not to be moody, not to be sulking, so that the people will not misunderstand the parent that they are constantly nagging the child. So in the end, we conclude saying that the most important theme is the child of this 9 or 10 or 11 years old child wants to be completely free, away from the constant nagging and taunting of the parents. Go through the worksheets given, go through the handout given, and complete your